Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you guys. I wasn't expecting to be doing a media event in postseason at this point. We were looking forward to continuing our season. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But very, very proud of our football team and what they accomplished this season. Our guys worked extremely hard, going all the way back to, as you've heard me say this before, April 23rd, when they came back in the building to really set a foundation for this 2012 season. And because of their hard work, we were able to secure a playoff berth, something we are extremely pleased with. The foundation has really been set for our team without question. Our core identity showed up. The traits that we talked about throughout the year, being a tough, smart, disciplined football team, were exemplified through this group of young men. Really appreciate our coaching staff for developing such a young roster. When you have, you know, more than 50% of your team in their first and second season, to see our coaches work with them, bring them along, and get them to the point where they could go out and function well and play at a high level, much credit to those guys for their work and their efforts. So many individual players who had great seasons. You know, looking at what Adrian did, Blair, the development of Christian, so many players. You know, seeing our defense come along and improve over the course of the year. Chad Greenway, Jared, Kevin, great leadership on our football team. Really helped me a great deal during the course of the season. And so for us, I think we have a great foundation for the future. I think we have some things in place that should help us long term and help us to improve as we go forward. We got a lot of work to do this offseason. We understand that. Our players know that. We had a good meeting on Monday, you know, talking about what we have to do when we do get back in the building in April. They're enthused. They're excited. They weren't holding their heads down. We had a lot we wanted to get achieved. We came up a little bit short. Our goal was to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And, you know, we got a taste of what it's like to play in the playoffs. And, you know, our guys are hungry to get back and finish the mission that's been put before. But an exciting time for all of our fans and very appreciative of our support that we received from the fans. They were great. Our home games, you've heard me say this before, I think for any team that comes to Mall of America Field, you know, our goal going into the season, we wanted to make it extremely difficult for anybody to think that they could come here and win. And our guys, they got that done. I mean, to go 7-1 at home with the support that we got from our fans, that was a big deal for our success during the season. So very appreciative of our fans and the support that they provided for us throughout the season. So injury-wise, we have a few guys that are going to have to take care of some things. Jared, he's going to have surgery after the Pro Bowl on a labral tear. Chris Cluey has to get some work done on a meniscus. He's going to have some surgery done. That's to be determined. Tyrone McKenzie, you know, we missed him late in the year, the last couple of games. You know, he'll be back. He won't have to have any surgery. He'll be healing on his own. Adrian is going to be evaluated for that core muscle issue that he had after the Pro Bowl. He'll get evaluated there. Christian had his had the contusion on his tricep. He's improving, still getting treatment. Antoine, he's healing, won't need any surgery. He's doing fine. Other than that, we've got some minor things that different guys are dealing with, but nothing that, you know, should hinder anyone when we do open up training camp a year from now, at least a few months from now, from participating. So good year for our football team.
What's the meniscus in Cluey's non-kicking leg? Is that right?
Who's on the injury report? As well?
Left knee, yep.
These Bears rumors about Singletary and Prather?
You know, the Bears have requested some information, and I'll let their organization talk about their candidates and the things, the rumors that you read or things that you've read and heard. I mean, they have been asked to come in and interview for a job there. They have.
Less overall, your coaching staff, I mean, are you expecting any changes or to make any changes? Are you looking to make any changes or everybody come back intact?
Mark, I'm hoping that we'll keep our guys intact. I think, as I mentioned earlier, our coaches did a great job. and getting our players ready to play every week. And, you know, barring someone, you know, getting a promotion, I'm hoping that all our guys will be back. They did a terrific job throughout the season.
What was the message to the team before they left?
Just tried to encourage them, Joe, on what they had done this season, but also to challenge them to come back with a similar work ethic to the one that they had this past offseason. And understanding in our league, every year is different. You know, you can't rest on your laurels in the NFL. So for all that we accomplished in 2012, 2013 will be much different. Our roster is going to be different. Our schedule is going to be different. We're going to have to find a way to improve. And part of that will be, of course, through the draft and free agency and also the guys that are on our roster paying the price this offseason to improve. But just wanted to leave them with that challenge and come back with a commitment to improve.
Given all the things that you believe in and preach, what was, in your mind, the importance of that four-game winning streak to close the year in terms of validating all the things that you're trying to get done around here?
Well, you know, without that four-game win streak, we don't get a chance to compete in the playoffs. So for our players to stand up like they did and compete and not give up, not just believe that the season was over, we were 6-6, says a lot about the character of our football team, the leadership on our football team. And it meant a lot to me, meant a lot to our coaching staff, that our players didn't buckle under the fact that we were a 500 team at 6-6 and, you know, kept playing and believing that they were going to win on the road or at home.
Christian had a lot of ups and downs throughout the season, ended on a relatively high note at the end of the regular season anyway. What's your outlook for him going into this 2013 season?
You know, we're excited about his progress. Tim, the way he played down the stretch, I mean, he was great. He had a lot to do with our winning those last four games the way we did. And it's unfortunate, you know, he wasn't able to play in that last ball game up at Lambeau. He wanted to play. I mean, he tried everything he could to get on the field and wouldn't have been a wise decision to put him out there with the injury that he had. He just didn't get the flexion back in that tricep. But he did everything in his powers to get out there with his rehab, his work ethic was tremendous. So we're pleased with the progress he's made. We saw glimpses of what he can bring to our football team. And the way he led us down the stretch, you know, you feel like you got a chance to win every game when your quarterback plays the way he played. So we're excited about his development and looking forward to him getting better through this offseason.
Was your intent your starter, though, for 2013?
He's our starter, yeah. He's our starter.
Les, yes. Where are you at backup quarterback after what happened on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a tough day for Joe. I mean, tough day all the way around. Put in a tough situation having to go start a playoff game in that environment against a good football team. We still have a lot of confidence in Joe. You know, we understand the circumstances that he was placed in, and he'll be a guy competing for that number two spot again next year, barring something that we may end up doing in some of our personnel meetings. But we're going to discuss Joe's position and every position in our personnel meetings, then we'll make a decision on what's best.
Is McLeod going to be your number three?
So hard to say, Mark. You know, just 2 days after our season, or 3 days now, our roster is going to change. You know, we know that. All of us in this building that have been around this league as long as we have, it's hard to say today that Bethel's going to be number three until we see how the roster unfolds.
You go and get a number two, and Joe goes back to being your number three?
Once again, you know, it's so hard today to determine that. We need to have a lot of discussions personnel-wise, which is what we're going to be doing throughout this week and next week as well as the staff, along with Rick and the scouts as well, just discussing our personnel and just trying to figure out, before we start having draft conversations, you know, what about our current roster? So we're going to have some of those discussions.
You went back and watched film of the Packer game, and after Joe had that first opening series that you got the field goal on, do you have any regrets that you guys offensively didn't approach it a little bit more to appeal to Joe's strengths as opposed to just trying to run what looked like your normal offense, which he really struggled with?
Not at all, Judd. You know, we really put together a game plan that we felt like played to his strengths. We did some things with bootlegs. We did some things with play action, which he's very good at. We ran some option football, some zone read. And we also had some drop back in there. So we had a mix that we felt very comfortable with, and he had executed very well in practice. And when he had his opportunities during the course of the year, he had executed well also. So no regrets about the game plan or the approach that we took. It was the right approach. Their defense really didn't change. The things that we saw on tape were there for Joe, just like they were for Christian. And he's shown that he can function in our offense. And as I mentioned, we had some things in that we felt real good about for him.
Is Percy happy being here? And if not, why is he not happy being here? And why was he not with the team after you determined that he wasn't going to play anymore? And is that unusual for a player to not be seen, not to be heard from? Who's a big part of what you did to get in position?
You know, Percy, I know he rooted for his teammates throughout this process. I mean, there is probably nobody more excited about what we achieved as a team than Percy. And, you know, he's going to be coming through for his exit physical. So I'm going to get a chance, he and I'll get a chance to chat and talk a little bit. But, Larry, he's enthused about what has happened with our football team. And we had some other guys who were on injured reserve who weren't around as much either. And there'll be guys that are injured this offseason that will do their rehab in other places as well. So it's not unusual. In that regard, I know he's very supportive of his teammates.
When you have the opportunity to meet with him face-to-face coming up, what are the things that you want to get on the same page with him about going forward with his future here?
It'll be more, Dan, just to, you know, see how he is physically, just to talk with him a little bit. And I know Eric Sugarman and his staff will bring me up to date on that, but it'll just be more reconnecting as opposed to getting on the same page.
What do you think it's going to take for him to coexist peacefully here?
I don't know if there's anything that needs to be done. I mean, he'll coexist peacefully. He exists peacefully now. Just get back and get healthy and get back on the football field.
Hey, Leslie, in your talks with Percy, though, and for him, I mean, what's the decision going to be like contract-wise? Because, I mean, this is a very key offseason for him contract-wise as far as extending a guy who's somewhat volatile but talented like that. I mean, how are you guys going to weigh that when it comes to a guy like Percy Harvin?
Well, Judd, I mean, I've made a point to not get in too deep with those contract conversations. I trust Rick and Rob Brzezinski, Rick Spielman and Rob Brzezinski in that area, and they'll bring me up to speed on where guys are when it comes to their contracts. So I try to separate the two between being head coach and staying out of contract negotiations. So his agent, they'll have those discussions, and they'll figure out what needs to be done.
So, Leslie, as you went back through the tape of the game on Saturday night and you looked offensively, you felt you had a good plan for what Joe would be able to do. Why was the entire offense not more productive?
I think it comes back to what I mentioned earlier. The environment, I'm sure, had something to do with it, along with the fact that Green Bay did a good job of putting people in the right places and making some things happen. But Joe and I have talked. The execution needed to be a little bit better in some areas. There were some opportunities there for sure in the passing game we weren't able to connect with. I mean, much like they were the week before, and we didn't connect. So it had nothing to do with the game plan per se, but our execution as a whole, we did not execute as well as we needed to, and that's the difference in the ball game for us from an offensive standpoint.
Game speed's always going to be different than practice, and Joe hadn't been in a game. Did you see him hit some of those same throws that he missed in the game during practice last week?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep him in the game plan. I mean, there were things that he did and did well. We had confidence going to the game. But you have to understand what you just said, the fact that his opportunities are limited when you are the backup quarterback. You're limited. So it was a tall task for him. He fought, tried to give us a chance to win. We just weren't able to get over the hump.
You had a chance to sort of evaluate the job you did this year. Do you do that?
Well, you know, I'm so, as I mentioned earlier, just very appreciative of what our players accomplished and the commitment they made, Dave, going all the way back to the spring. And for our coaches, when we got together at the Senior Bowl, and some of you guys came down for that and witnessed our coaches coming together and having that mini camp that we didn't have the year before because of the lockout, just to develop that camaraderie on our staff leading up to the season was a big deal. So the reflection for me is just seeing how things came together through this off season so that we could set a foundation for the regular season. And that's something I'm pleased about, the way our players responded and the way our coaches were able to develop our players. It's a big deal.
Have you had a chance to talk at all with the Wills about an extension? And if so, or if not, how important is that to resolve quickly here?
I haven't had a chance to talk with them at this point. These last 48 hours here in the building, I've been meeting with players and talking with them about the future and so on. And and some other things in their lives. But eventually we will talk, and not worried about it. You know, things will work out just fine. Not worried at all.
Have they spoken with your agent about your contract?
Not at this point, but we will have those discussions.
I say, how is Percy's health, that ankle and all that? Have you got an update on that?
When he comes in, Charlie, do this physical, everything I've been told is he's headed in the right direction, but he has to go through this physical, and then I'll learn more after he gets through with this physical.
When you guys evaluate Kevin Williams and Anton Winfield and how to address them, whether they come back or not, they're both under contract, but how much do you weigh their presence? How much does that add to their value compared to maybe production, compared to age? I mean, how does that all mix in? Can you afford to lose them?
The intangible in this, Brian, it's a big deal when you're trying to get the locker room the way you want it. And both Antoine and Kevin are guys who've achieved a lot in our league. I mean, a lot of success. And so to have star players with the demeanor and the leadership qualities that they both possess helped our football team in 2012. There's no question about it. We'd love to have those guys on our team going forward. I mean, that's something that we're going to talk about. When we have our personnel meetings with Rick and the personnel department, and just talk about their fit going forward. But from my vantage point, very appreciative of the leadership they provided for us this season, what they meant to me in my time here in Minnesota, and I want them to remain Minnesota Vikings. They are great, great players and great people as well.
Have you gotten indications, and maybe not in the last 2 days, but in the last few weeks or months or whatever, from the Wilfs or Rick that they're interested in extending the contract and that they're happy with the job you've been doing?
I've been told a number of times from Mark and Ziggy and Rick, they're pleased with the job we've done this season a number of times. So very appreciative of their support throughout the year. Very appreciative.
Did you get a sense in talking to Antoine yesterday, just his desire on coming back for another year?
I think he wants to do it, Brian. All indications are, but there are some things that, of course, he wants to think about this offseason, but all indications are he wants to give it another try.
3 years ago, you were close to getting that Buffalo job. Can you imagine how things would have been different if you got it?
So happy I'm in Minnesota, my friend. Love the Minnesota Vikings, baby. Sir.
Time for two more.
You got through this year relatively unscathed injury-wise. How much did that have to do with this 10-win season? Because you lose a couple of key players that can turn around real quick.
Joe, it's a great point. I've thought about that a number of times. When I looked at our secondary this season, and most of you remember what it's been like the last couple of years, and 11 and 10 as well, where we're pretty much depleted when we get to December. And this year, with the exception of Antoine, we pretty much were whole in the secondary throughout the year. And we were whole most of the year at other positions as well. And that's a big deal in our league. When you can keep your key players on the field late in the season, I mean, that's – you have a chance because there's such a thin margin between teams when it comes to winning and losing. So the fact that we were able to stay healthy this season definitely made a difference in our being able to finish the season strong. I don't know if that would have been possible if we had lost a number of guys in that month of December when we needed to get those four wins. So you don't know what 2013 is going to be like. I'm hoping that we're going to be healthy again throughout the season, but for sure, this year was great in that regard. We lost very few players to injury over the course of the season. I think our numbers as far as guys been on injury reserve were probably the lowest it's been in, two or three years. So it definitely made a difference in our success.
I know you got a lot of personnel evaluations to do yet, but how important is it to upgrade the at receiver position to give Christian more targets?
Well, we're going to take the same approach, and I know Rick will talk to you about this later in the week, that we take – we've taken the last year or two looking at every position and trying to figure out how can we make this football team better. And that'll include the wide receiver position, the offensive line position, the defensive back position, the linebacker position, on and on and on. We're going to discuss every one of those positions and try to figure out how can we get this team better to the point where we can bring that Lombardi to Minnesota. So it'll be a part of the discussion.
Here, I know you have a good block of personnel stuff, but then what do you do from there?
We got to go through our personnel here, talk about our guys, and then we'll eventually get with Rick and begin to talk about the free agents across the league. And then we'll segue on to the college eligible guys, draft eligible college players. So we got a lot to do from a personnel standpoint. we'll be watching a lot of tape on different players and trying to figure out, you know, if they fit, and eventually getting out and interviewing and talking to college players. So there's a lot of work to be done to make sure that we keep moving forward in 2013. Yes, I do. Looking forward to it, too. So, hey, but I do want to say this. Thank you guys for your support this year as well. I mean, you know, we don't get a chance to conversate very often, but appreciate, I mean, you guys want to see our team win as much as we do, so we appreciate that. It's a lot better story when we win, so we want to keep this going. So, thanks.